seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Debazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Welcome, everyone, to the weekly episode of The Real Kings of Pickup. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, also known as Aphrodite's Prince. And I'm here with my spiritual brother. We're about to rock it in San Francisco. Arash Zipar Motherfucking Debazar, with the usual question on Monday, brother. How are you doing?
What a great question. I think I've graduated. I don't think. I know I've graduated into the next level 2 days ago. I started to kind of talk about it on my Facebook by writing a few statuses. Long story short, I've graduated to the next level. I'm very excited about the new unfoldings that are happening in my mind. My understandings of the subconscious mind and communication are another level. And I really want to see where these secrets are going to lead me. So it's been very fun. I just came from this sick little bar I went to eat, and the reaction was so incredible. And I kept thinking about the students. I said, imagine if they could do this. They would be living in another world. And it's not that difficult. It's not that difficult. It takes time. It takes some energy. It takes some work. But it's fucking worth it at the end. What's going on with you, brother?
So much. You know, the theme, the message seems to be seducing life, you know, just like a woman fluctuating, going left, going right, going up, going down, sideways. It would be easy to buy into those illusions. But when the masculine stays grounded, no matter what, women are finally more tamed. And I'm receiving messages from life saying, seduce me. Despite my fluctuations, my ups and downs, don't buy into any of them. Stay free, stay in your center, and I will grant you any and everything that you want. So I'm excited. A lot also going on this afternoon. I was on the show with hairstylist for Bravo, and it was hilarious, the fights and the gossip in the middle of all of that. But surrounded by beautiful women, it was really, really awesome. And on Thursday, I'm going to be on the iHeart Radio, so I really, really, really look forward to that, and I know you'll be on it soon as well, brother. So in the meantime, GSLR 17 is really, really, really coming together. We're about to announce the lineup, the final lineup, gentlemen, and it's I love how you named it the other day, brother, when you said a gathering of social scientists and entrepreneurs, and that's what it is. You guys be so surprised when you see the diversity in the lineup that we're presenting this year. So that's where it's at. I think we're ready for some questions. I'm looking forward to see you this weekend, brother. And guys, you know the drill. City you're calling from and your question. We're here to be social, and we only have 30 minutes together. So who's taking the first question tonight?
Hey, Mitch. This is Ilya calling in from San Jose.
Go ahead.
Ah, Mitch! I want to thank you. You shouldn't say go ahead. You say go ahead to the little ladies at the entrance of the store. When it comes to social arts, you grab your spot. So, 3, 2, 1, whomever speaks first.
Yeah, I'll go. Thanks, Mitch. So, my question, guys, is I've been spending a lot of time with women recently, different women. And as we're in comfort, I've been reaching a point with a lot of them where they say something along the lines of, like, you know, they start telling me something and they say, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I just feel really comfortable around you. Which tells me that I'm in a good place. Like, that's been my goal. It's something that Arash says often, to make sure that the people you're with are very comfortable around you, because that's the basis for everything. So the problem I'm having is with what comes next. So sometimes they'll tell me, you know, something really nice. Like, this one girl started talking about her tits and, like, the shape of them, and how her nipples are funky and very sensitive, and it was cool. Like, I liked where that went. But another girl I was with, for example, started talking about, like, her birth control and all the disgusting problems that she's had because of birth control and how it's affected her sex life negatively. And I really wasn't into it. And so the question that I'm having is kind of, A, in situations where the conversation takes kind of a weird, gross turn like that, what should the frame be in my mind? Because right now my feeling is, like, I want you to be comfortable, but I definitely don't want to talk about this. And the second part of the question is, how can I, you know, communicate the message that this isn't something I want to talk about and bring it back to something that's fun for both of us without kind of breaking that comfortable feeling that I've created for the other person.
I think that, what's up, bro? Of course, I know who you are. That's very good. I think that you are on the next level, okay? There's levels to this game. As I'm now exploring the next level in it for myself, right? I'm that guy with the flashlight walking in that cave. And whatever you see behind me, I've tried to map out for everybody. I truly don't know what lies ahead of me. And I find myself in a brand new area. I love it. I mean, imagine you walk through a cave and you find yourself finally in this crystal cave. I'm in a crystal cave right now in seduction. It is just unreal what the fuck is happening for me. But the point that I'm making is you're in a new area, okay? And instead of what your fame should be and all that, I think what I want to share with you is a level of understanding that you should reach for. Like I'm telling you, look, keep walking. Don't worry about what the fuck they're saying. Don't try to handle it. There's nothing to handle if they say that. It's not negative. What you need to focus on is creating that massive amount of attraction. And you guys all have to understand how to create attraction. Now, there's so many levels to this thing, as I just said. You know, something very interesting just happened. I've been frequenting this, oh, yeah, you came with me. You know Rookies, right? The place that I go to. And,
yeah.
I've made a tradition of before these calls to go over there and have a little drink and have a little food. And so I just came from there, but prior to walking in, I was in the car and I did a process, which I'm not going into yet. It'll be the next product after the Eye of Ra. I'll get into that a little bit more. But it has to do with words and it has to do with imagery and things like that. And I walked in. So it was shocking to me where a few times I had to literally sit there for a second and go, holy shit, this is actually happening. What I imagined, and what I stated and decided was going to happen unfolded in a way that would look as if I was writing a comic book and I wrote the next chapter and then I walked into it. Brother, I tell you, it was unreal what happened. I still was tripping when I drove back and I caught myself going, well, you can't think like that because then you can't own it and you gotta just, I did it. I mean, I fucking did it. I actually did exactly what I thought I was gonna do prior to moving in with minimum effort. And the bottom line of it is, when the attraction, okay, when the attraction, everybody listen, this is a fucking date, I'm coming to you from the deep. When the attraction is high enough, okay, then everything they say is positive. So if they're super attracted to you and they say, I'm so comfortable with you, that's a positive. If there's not no attraction and they say that to you, then you're just going to be a friend. If they're super attracted to you and they say, my God, you're such a dick, that's a positive. If they're not attracted to you and they say that, that's a negative. Everything falls under, you draw a line in the middle of the page. One side says they're super attracted to you. The other side says they're not attracted to you. If they are attracted to you, then it's positive. So what you need to focus on is just building that fucking attraction. And now that is the science. So I'll stop right here, Pastor.
I know you guys like a quick fix. And I'm not a big supporter of a quick fix, but I'll give you an easy one right there for everyone. In a situation when you're under the impression that the content of what she's saying is not serving you, which is false. Okay, I'll talk about that in a moment because everything always serves the seduction. But if she's going in a direction with the content, with what she's saying, that's not to your liking, don't focus on following what she's saying. Pay attention to how she is saying it, okay? So maybe you look at her lips, look at her mannerism, things she's doing with her body. And then simply say, you're so cute, you know, when you talk, I don't know if you're aware, but you do that little thing with your lips or you do that little thing with your knees or your ankle. And you can even get close with your fingers, don't necessarily touch. Use your fingers more when you're talking. Okay, I have this new thing that's extremely seductive. It's advanced. It takes a lot of practice and dexterity. Okay? But I follow a different rhythm with my hand gestures than with my words. Sometimes slower or sometimes faster, almost like sign language. To keep it simple, though, I repeat this gold nugget right there. It's priceless, guys. When the girl, her content is not going in the direction that you want, what you do, you pay attention to how she is saying it, and you make a comment about that. Sometimes the comment might be more geared towards like a compliment, but do it like you're talking to a little girl. You go, you're adorable. The way you talk, you do that little thing with your lips, like, and then tell her to do it again. Do it again, okay? And now you're shifting gear and you bring it back to seduction. Sometimes you could do it to correct her. You go, wait, you're distracting me. What were you saying? Or backwards, you go like, your knees, they're distracting when you talk. Okay? So that's the shortcut. I think also you need to further dissect when you start to reach a really good place, like what you stated. Okay? I don't know you as much as Arash, so I cannot really say, but it's a good time to dissect just a little bit more. Okay? When a person is a beginner, comfort is just, it's simple. It's make sure she's comfortable. Then you're at a place, I think, it seems to me, where you're ready for more sexual tension. So comfort is really coming from the place of being really at ease yourself with anything she says, with any, to not have responses of tension unless they serve. Okay? And that's what you do physically with your energy field. A lot of ease. Yesterday, this lady, I was outside of a cafe smoking a cigarette. Suddenly, this lady rushes me. She goes like, oh, my God, I was driving. I went 3 blocks down, and then a voice told me, you got to turn around. You got to go talk to this guy. So I parked my car down there. I hope I'm not bothering you, but I want to say hello, and I want to take a picture. And then I said, sweethearts, it's your lucky day. You know who I am. She goes, no, who are you? I go, I'm the kissing saint. Yeah, a picture for a picture. But anyway, so, then later on she said, the moment I started to talk to you, I could feel that your energy field is very clear. You're very comfortable with any moment, any situation. Now, to spike it up a little bit, to bring some tension, you need also the polarity, because if they start to be too comfortable, then they treat you like a girlfriend. They're going to open up and start to share things that indeed you don't really want to deal with. Okay? So the second thing is make sure that you're also comfortable enough to contradict them, to not necessarily and only agree with them. Okay? The comfort is more of a physical energy thing. And at the level of words, you can challenge them. Challenge them and make them feel comfortable. Both at the same time, that polarity, that's what creates sexual tension. Okay? And you want them to be comfortable, but at the same time, have thoughts of like, what the fuck did he just tell me right there? And then third, guys, you know it. You were asking for a frame. The frame is there's no good or bad. Everything serves. Everything serves the pickup and the seduction. I used to dislike it, being independent. A lot of women would come see me after their work, and the first thing they would start to talk about was their fucking work. Until one day I would just say, you work hard, don't you? Well, fuck those people at work. And I would lead into a massage. I would say, you're carrying too much tension. God damn it, those fuckers at your work. And they would laugh, and I would go from a conversation that most would have thought was boring and wouldn't serve the seduction into a massage. So personally, my system is I wait for an opening to escalate. Whatever they're going to say, whatever they're going to do, I don't stay at the level of conversation. I want escalation. And everything that they give can lead towards escalation. For example, she goes, I'm very comfortable with you. You go, I know. But you know what? Sometimes being comfortable is about the energy between two people. Like I feel it very clear. Where in your body do you most feel that sense of being truly comfortable with me? I mean, is it more like towards like your face or towards your solar plexus, and use your hand in front of her? And then when you notice little signs of her being aroused, you go, yeah, That kind of stuff always fascinates me. Anyway, tell me more about your thing. And when you say, tell me more about your thing, she wants to go back to the pleasant feeling. So she is going to be the one who's going to stop talking about the things you don't want her to talk about. All right, we're ready for the next question, I think.
Yeah, it's Mitch. Hello?
We're there, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch, go ahead.
Okay, I got two questions. One's short, one's a little longer. Short one first. At a store, a girl that I found interesting walking the other way carrying a bunch of bags. If I were to turn around and just start talking, I would have been miscalibrated, I thought. Is it too needy to say, can I help you with your bags to your car and start a conversation?
I don't think so. I think to say anything is better than to say nothing. Two choices. Let's not say anything and no opportunity. Two, to say something. Now, if I was going to say something like that, I would probably say something like this. I would look at her and say, believe it or not, as I would reach for her bag, I say, believe it or not, there are still gentlemen in this world. Now, I may not be one of them, but I know you need help. So I'll take this for you to your car. Where are you parked at? Something like that. It's a back-and-forth language. I mean, you can do it 1,000 different ways, but I think the short answer for this is, for everybody, you have a choice to say something or not. Okay, this happened to me one time. I was with Matador. You just reminded me of this thing, right? And we were with a bunch of students, and I saw one of the most phenomenal-looking women I've ever seen in my life get into a car. And I was like, fuck. I mean, that's it. She was closing the door in the Uber, and I just ran. I ran right to her window, and I said, roll down the window. She rolled down the window. I said, look, I have been with some of the most beautiful women in the world. And she started looking at me like, okay. I said, seriously, though, and your face and your genetics is perfect. I said, now I know you're leaving, and here I am hanging out with my friends. Normally I wouldn't do this. I said, but it's one of those moments that if I don't say anything, nothing will come out of it. But if I say something, God knows in the future if you and I were supposed to work together or do something, I don't know. I'm going to give you my number. Go ahead. If you feel like calling me, call me. So I gave it to her, and she didn't call me. I think chances of her calling me in that kind of a shit pickup right there is 1 in 1,000. But I'll take 1 in 1,000 over 0 in 1,000. So that's my philosophy when it comes to shit like this. That's it.
Thanks, Rush.
Forgive me, I was muted. So, yeah, Mitchell, give it a touch of a preamble. And always remember, everyone, the exercise of you constantly, even if you already spoke to a girl, one amazing way to get even better at opening and also at texting, you can use what you did and think, what else could I have said? And come up with 5, 10 things in your mind while you're driving, on paper, in a journal. Look back at some of the texts you sent. You got to have the right mindset. You're not going to go like, oh, damn it, I wish I had done that. But look back at the text and go, okay, what's 3 other directions I could have gone to activate your mind? So a little preamble. I give you the one I would have said. I would have said, all right, so if I ask you to carry your bag, you're going to think it wants to flirt with me. I do indeed want to flirt with you. So how do we do it? First, I carry your bag and then I flirt with you, or do I flirt with you and we forget about the bag? Okay, just to give you a sense of reference. And then for everyone, one ongoing thing that you must constantly sharpen and refine. There are things that for a lifetime you are going to revisit them and go deeper and deeper into them. Okay? Lighten up. Make those interactions even lighter, which allows you to talk more freely. Don't think like, okay, a girl, pick up, how can I do it? That's too far in your mind. You go, hey, somebody carrying bags. Oh, you're carrying a lot of bags. It would be the proper thing to help you. So that will help you to voice things more naturally, which you already do in your everyday life in other situations. Okay? But it's because you bring too much intensity. So you got to lighten up and sharpen up at the same time. When you do voice something, make it sharper each new time. Remember, it's your chance. Every woman you don't address, you're postponing your success. And then you don't address a woman on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. The weekend is there. It's the same thing. Everybody wants to get laid on the weekend. The weekend, to me, starts on Monday. That's when you do the groundwork to prepare. Anyway, so Mitchell, you said you had 2 questions. What's your other one?
Okay, I'll do my best to articulate this. A few days ago, I was feeling extremely depressed. And it was to the point where I had trouble getting out of bed. Question for both of you. When you feel that depressed, or just not giving a shit about anything, not wanting to do anything, what is the specific process or procedure that you go through so you can get yourself out of that mindset and back into action? And if there is a process or procedure in a given product, please let me know of that.
Okay. Yeah, I learned from L. Ron Hubbard, from his writings and teachings, that when that happens, you've come across somebody in your life within 24 to 48 hours that made you feel less about yourself. Is that true or not?
Did I encounter somebody who made me feel less about myself?
Yeah, within 24 to 48 hours before that, you felt like that.
I don't know, Arash. I have to think about that. There is one person that is possible, but I can't give you a solid answer right now.
Yeah. But did somebody just pop up in your mind, flash in your mind when I said that without you thinking about it? Okay, well, there's the answer, right? So that's your subconscious answering right away without you even thinking. Now you said, now I have to go back and think about it. That's consciously picking it up. But when I said that, a picture flashed, right? So this is when you want to understand what I do, this is where it's at. So anyways, once I knew this and I realized for me it was true and I saw that in this case, every time I tested it, it's worked. If I ever feel like that, I immediately know that I've come across somebody who's done this to me. Or, it's the wrong wording, somebody who has acted in a way that has resulted in me doing this to myself, is a better way to say it. So then, it still doesn't really make my motivation come up. But for me, my handling has been, I've created such a schedule in my day where I don't have downtime, really. And people are counting on me. So I'm going to be from one to the next to the next to the next all day, every day doing this thing. And even when I don't really feel like it, the fact that there's other people waiting for me to show up to do this or that seems to get me out of my funk more than if I had no reason to do it. So, you know, I understand, like, as I say this, that when people are depressed, it's very hard to get out of it. I mean, I've always said it. It's like one thing to give advice. It's another thing to be in the fucking situation. I've been there. You know, I remember my breakup over a year ago really had me in the dumps, like really had me in the dumps. But if you go back and look at those times, I lectured still every day. I still taught. I did all that. I was just so sad at that time, right? And I think that it helped me just knowing that I had things that I needed to get done. But I don't have the answer to depression. I really don't. Besides just continuously stay on top of it. So that it doesn't occur, because once it occurs, it's fucked. I'll pass it to Vince.
Well, first, Mitchell, it's organic, you know. So at the same time, here's what I personally find most helpful. Okay, first, I believe in building the habit of having a team around you for moments like that, you know. I've learned that from the greatest self-help gurus you gotta have, which you have, you know. So then in moments when you're doing very well, you get in the habit of genuinely reaching out to check in on them, people you can be in touch with, to develop that habit of reaching out. Too many, they have an imbalance. They either will do it all by themselves or they come to others from a place of total desperation. Okay. So if me, for whatever reason, something happens to me, I have a team of people around. Many of them, of course, Arash is number one. And, many of them, you know them, we bring them in the lineup that I will quickly touch base with just in case. Okay. Then contrary action. I also know in coexistence. For example, I allow myself to not feel good, but I know that it only takes my finger to press something to play some hardcore motivation in the background. And I know that the goal is not for me to hear it and feel better. I just coexist with it. I go, okay, right now you can feel as miserable as you need to feel to in this moment. Okay. The same way there's sounds of traffic in the background. they can be sounds of motivation in the background. Okay. And then I call it my Rambo plan, where I just start to hustle, schedule things and so on. Counter reaction, coexistence, and I bring also a little more quality. Okay. For example, I had a big plan last night, and at about 10 p.m., really my body needed sleep, and I pushed it longer, and there was an unease with it. I said, okay, you genuinely, you're not feeling very good right now, but why don't we bring just a touch of quality? So I made the bed, I took a warm bath, bring some quality in it as well. Okay, Mitchell?
Great. Thanks, Vince.
Okay. It's a great time, gentlemen, to let you know about some immediate things that are happening that I really wish for you guys to be able to be a part of. Okay. First, I am in San Francisco this weekend. I'm doing the hard work. It's the hardcore boot camp where we go back and forth between drilling in a luxurious location to taking it to the street, nightclub, and so on. Okay. It's this weekend. It's the Cinco de Mayo. There's a really, really awesome party taking place in San Francisco. And today we just got a table. So anybody who comes to the boot camp will be able to get into that party. We'll also do mole and so on. Hopefully, if you hear the recording, it's not too late. Contact me ASAP if you're anywhere near San Francisco. There's people flying all the way from the East Coast and so on. It's a small group. We can accommodate maybe one or two more at max. And then on Sunday in San Francisco, Rush and I are totally rebooting, reviving the pickup community there. We started an official layer, and we are accepting a couple of guys for a free workshop on Sunday evening. Okay. The following week, the weekend of the 13th, we are doing Entourage game, small group, luxurious hotel in field and in room. Contact us as well for that. It's May 13th, Saturday. We, for the first time, are doing a one day. It's a one day experience in Hollywood, California. In the meantime, we'll go back to the next question, which might be one of the final ones tonight. One or two more questions.
I got a question.
Cat from Miami.
This is Philly Will.
All right, Philly, go ahead.
Thanks, appreciate it. I was out this weekend and talking to a group of people, some girls, some guys, and sort of holding all their attention. And one of the guys in the group, and this guy's going to be like a schoolmate of mine, a girl says something about my watch, which is a watch I got in Japan when I went, and it has the symbols of my martial art on it. So she knows my watch and asked me about it. And the guy said something like to me that I was so canned that I had like a response ready to go. And I thought it was funny because it's the exact opposite. I'm wearing stuff that means something to me. It's not just canned. And I wanted to respond to him, and all I could think to say was like, no, it's real. It's not canned. But I wanted to think of something better, and I'm wondering what you guys would say in that situation where you can't totally blow them out.
I need to get this straight. Somebody made fun of your watch, and you want to have a good comeback? Is that what the question is?
Yeah, that's correct. But also, I don't necessarily want to blow this guy out totally because I have to work with him.
Okay. You have to understand that this is not about a watch or about him saying that. So, you know, let's say I give you a great comeback, I give you five great comebacks. You have to ask yourself this question. Why is it that I would be able to come back six, seven different ways, right? What is allowing me to come back? Am I just smart? Am I, let me ask you a question. Why do you think I would have a comeback to this? I'm curious, by the way. I'm really curious.
You both are just quick to think on your feet. Like, I can't think quick on my feet. I'm working on it.
Got it. Okay, good. So let me tell you what it is, okay? You have a way, not as an individual, but people. We have a way of looking at the world, all right? And each moment that we find ourselves in, we could call this like a picture. You look at a picture, there's a frame around it. There's a frame around the picture, okay? So if you look at a magazine, you look at each picture, there's a frame around each picture that tells you what's happening in the picture, right? So what he says could be considered in this case that he's imposing a frame on you, on your watch. That's not real, that's fake. You have a different frame of mind, a different frame in that situation. This is a real watch. Now, this is not a matter of watch or not watch. This is a matter of, is he going to shake you from what you know? Okay? It's not about quick thinking. Because, realistically, you could just look at him and pause for 2 seconds and then turn around and continue talking. That is the best comeback. Because why would you have to say anything? It's like if I said I'm Persian and someone says, you're not Persian, you're Chinese. It's an absurd statement. Do I need to have a great comeback? Do I need to be like, yeah, your mom's Chinese too? Go ask her how you were born because she'll tell you that you have my semen is in you. Like, I can come up with some shit like that. But is it necessary when I know I'm Persian? He's saying something stupid. Has nothing to do with what we're saying. I can just look at him. I go, yeah, you know, I'm Persian. Well, I came from Iran. The guy goes, you're not Persian, dude. I know you're Korean. And I look at him. And I turn around and say, when I came back from Iran, I keep talking. Now, if he insists, dude, you're Korean, he looks stupid. So I can turn to him and say, yeah, right, I'm Korean. Okay. So when I came back from Iran, you see, now he's looking like a fool. Yeah, okay, the watch is fake. Fine. So blah, blah, blah. Okay? So it's not a matter of a quick comeback. It's a matter of you saying that somebody else can say something and shake you from the truth that you know. You see, I'll guarantee you that you're not on Diamond Mind. Are you on my Diamond Mind program?
Yes, I am, but I didn't think that saying, I said I didn't think that saying I have nothing to add to that was like the right thing to say in that specific situation.
Okay, well, hold on. We got to back this up. Because if you're on my Diamond Mind,
sure.
The question, then I have questions for you. How long have you been on Diamond Mind?
Since the start.
Come on, my brother. Are you kidding me? No, look. You can't fall prey to this shit. You can't fall prey to this shit, okay? So Diamond Mind is for application, right? You got to apply this stuff. You should swallow that guy like he's a starburst, like he's nothing. He doesn't have a Diamond Mind. You have all these skills in communication. You're to use them. He's an ant compared to you. He's not even an ant. He's a fucking microbe. He ain't shit. Step on the fucking guy. Doesn't mean like hurt him. It just means look. Just look at. Come on, man. There's a whole fucking video on this stuff. How to handle lasers and stuff. Just look at the guy. Give it a 3 second pause. Then turn back and continue talking. That's it. That's my answer. If you're on Diamond Mind, your answers are in there for me. So I'll pass it on to Vince.
Thank you. So, you know, one thing you have to remember, this is a meta frame for everyone, okay? One common mistake that guys make that are fully equipped or already have amazing chops is that they assume that if they're going through something they haven't experienced yet, that it's an exclusion that has one specific answer. And that what they know does not apply to that. That is extremely counterproductive to your progress. One amazing way to learn, okay? Because as a teacher, you learn how to teach. You learn also how people learn, okay? Is to connect your own personal situations with the information that you hear. Okay, so number one, whenever you hear information, connect the dots, go, okay, what's the application? And maybe ask us, go, what's the application in that specific situation? I don't see it yet. Please help me see it. Okay? Another thing to do is, you know, if suddenly you're in a situation where, let's say, you meet a celebrity or there's that one girl or there's this, and you find yourself starting to think, oh, it's bad, there's probably an answer outside of what I know. There's always an answer outside of what you know, but there's also an answer in what you know already from us. So slow yourself down and go, okay, slow down. Don't go for making that an exclusion, okay? And one answer you heard today is, guys,
do yourself the favor. But this is something like almost once you have that understanding, you need to take it every fucking where with you, every situation, every interaction, every aspect of any interaction, all the way to the bedroom, to girls you've been fucking for 4 or 5 years and so on. You need to remember in terms of social arts, if you want to thrive, there's no good or bad. The only exception would be if it violates something that's dear to you, then it's a thing that you dislike. You can have a likes and dislikes. But Donna says that what's happening at the moment is bad because that's what destabilizes you. Okay? You can know through time you will learn, but also learn from our own experiences, that there may be time when one asshole after the other comes and talks in the middle of your interaction. And then the girlfriends arrive. And then on top of that, it's an environment that you don't really like. And it's a night where you're not so comfortable. And maybe you were a little bit under the weather. And maybe you didn't get to dress the way you feel most comfortable. And despite all of that, you end up fucking the girl, because at no point you start to think, oh, it's bad. Okay? In terms of quick comebacks, once you have the mindset, okay, which you already have. For you, you know, it's interesting because we also do sessions, and I've noticed, and this is me as your friend and coach telling you that you do a little bit of that exclusion thing, okay? Oftentimes you, and I know you're very present on the Monday call, so this is going to be your next strength. You're going to take everything to the next level for you. The programs you participate in, by making sure that you connect, okay? You go, what do I already know? Oh, you watch a new video, you go, okay, how can this help me with that, and so on. Once you have the proper mindset at the level of a cool comeback, that's for everybody. Let's practice right now, okay? The first cool comeback, the foundation of it, is to release whatever you were building up, and then you continue, okay? And not a release like you're in the middle of a fucking yoga class. Okay? But a release that nobody would detect. So you soften your face, you lower your shoulders, you put a smile on your face, and maybe you tell yourself, no big deal. Okay? So whenever a girl, somebody says something that surprises you, that's the first thing you do. That's the foundation. Because usually we move in the direction of tension. You want to move in the direction of slightly more relaxation, nothing detectable. First thing. Okay? Let's all do it right now. Imagine a girl goes like, why you always act so stupid? And you, what the fuck? And you're all surprised. You can't tell her. You can call her on her shit after that, but you'll do even better if you first ease your face, ease your shoulders, and then maybe you say, your manners, my child. What a stupid thing to say to someone. But notice it's different than if you go, tension, and then you say it. The second one is, you have, speaking of canned, something canned, a response. I've learned that from a sales guy. Brian Tracy would say, people tell you a price that seems very high. You go, oh, like it hurts. Okay. So everybody go something like, maybe you laugh. You go, the things you say. Everybody, come on. Wherever you're at, do it. The things you say. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you go, oh. And then you look at the girl and go, oh, that one was painful. All right. And then after that, you start to think, what else could I say? Passing through it is very hypnotic. Silence sometimes is like, it will cancel any and everything that was said. And then also make sure you always have a frame. Like, you know, I have this jacket that used to be a t-shirt. It says, stay calm and suck my dick. And whenever I wear it, it's a big hit. People stop me. They want to take pictures. Girls go, ah, it's too funny. No, I cannot believe that. Yesterday, I'm walking on Hollywood Boulevard. I see two chicks. I pass them. Two guys come out of the store. Those two guys were like true bullies. They were with them. So I pass to see the girl from the front, and I'm in front of them, and the guys start to talk shit, you know? And I look at them, and I was like, they're a little drunk. I don't know if I want to start something. So I kept on walking. It didn't feel very good on the inside. But you know what? Then I go back to a frame of, how can I use that for my own personal growth? So when people question your dreams, your decisions, your choices, they are in a way like evil angels, because they are there when you use them. They're not there for that initially on their own will, but they will serve you, okay, to reaffirm yourself, to know why you picked the watch, so you don't have to explain anyone. And eventually, okay, as I encourage everybody in the Aphrodite Springs program, You want to make sure that any sense of hoping for admiration, approval on the outside and so on will always fuck you over. That's a plus that comes or goes, but you don't depend on it. So it's bringing you back to your core to approve and to do it for only one reason, because that's what you want to do. And that's when you become very potent. Okay, gentlemen, I'm looking at the time. The call was phenomenal. Thank you for the questions. Thank you, brother. I cannot wait to see you this weekend. I'm so excited. Every time I get to gather with Arash, I'm just like days ahead. I'm going like, wow, I'm going to see Arash. I'm going to see Arash. So I hope for many of you guys to be there. And if you allow me, and brother, I don't know if you want to add something, but on my side, I want to make a very genuine recommendation. You guys have a lot of questions about pickup. The program that I offer through Seductive Instinct, through Arash, who allowed that, Aphrodite's Prince, most don't understand how it works. The way it works is that you belong to a secret group in which every couple hours I put like tips, videos, and so on. It's like a buffet, and there's an official class once a week, but you also can post your questions via video. It's a secret group, so it cannot be shared or anything. You can be as private as you want. And the moment I see your video, I respond to your question. That means you can personally be in touch with me every single day. It's an absolute must. Also, the fact that every day you're checking in. The guys are really fucking killing it. The group is so fucking solid. Absolute must. Brother, did you want to add something in conclusion for tonight?
Yes. I would like to add that, you know, if you guys are paying close attention, and if you're watching, which I really think you are, you're witnessing history in the making here. You know, I've been saying this for a long time, everybody. It's very exciting because I have around me a few individuals who've known me for over 20 years. I have friends of mine that have been around me for over 24 years, 25 years. And, you know, I went out with one of them 2 nights ago on Saturday. I'd known him for 24 years. It's a very long time. You know, we were roommates in Los Angeles together, grew up together. And we were out, and I was demonstrating an extremely high level of pickup. This is sometimes you guys hear stories about some of the energy stuff that I do. And there was a bartender behind the bar, and we had a very high level celebrity hanging out with us. And I was explaining to him, because my goal has been to move into this new area of life with higher caliber people. And I was explaining to them what I was going to do, and I looked at the girl. I'm going to make it very short, but I ended up basically being able to manipulate her body from far away with certain things I was saying and movements that I was doing. And the final effect was when she came to hand the drink to me, I just, with my finger, touched the top of her hand, and she shivered all around and grabbed her hand and looked like she didn't orgasm. I know she didn't orgasm. I've done that before, but she just, you know, and the guy that was with us looked at me and he said, "What the fuck was that?" I said, "That's what I've been trying to tell you." And my friend said, "I remember 24 years ago you told me you were going to do this." And he goes, "I remember the journal that you had, the little blue journal." And I said, "Yeah, man, this is it." I go, "I'm now doing what I knew was possible." I said, "But what you don't understand is now I've realized how much more is possible. So now I've achieved what I set out to achieve about 20, so whatever fucking years ago when I met Manu. But now, guys, it's a new world. And please keep watching as we're destined to become some incredibly well-known high-level celebrities and change this culture. So you need to hurry up, as I've been saying for years now, if you can't catch me anymore, but you need to hurry up and study. Because this is not just some little gimmicks to pick people up. This is the very fabric of the universe seems to be unfolding right in front of us. I don't have all the answers, but I do have some answers. I do have some of the codes that unlock certain doors. And I'm walking through those doors, and the views are very surprising on the other side. So, you know, get on the Aphrodite's Prince, get on the Diamond Mine, do whatever the fuck you got to do, show up to our events. Vince and I are doing a bunch of events coming up together, so I hope to see everybody there. That's all.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, gentlemen.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starters kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.